It's the ABCs, High School Teachers Really Need to Know, Season 4, Episode Number 13, Mundane in the Membrane. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe, or buy the books on Amazon.com. It's good to be back with you. I hope you're having a fantastic week. This week, I want to talk about stereotypes and why they are important in the classroom. I'll emphasize that a little bit more in a second. I want to read you this. I was kind of going through some articles, and I came across some pretty humorous just list of sort of some teacher stereotypes. So bear with me here, and maybe and these are written primarily by students, and I thought that was hilarious. So the teacher stereotypes, you know, we all find elements of ourselves in these stereotypes. Some of these are very humorous, some of them maybe not so humorous, but I think it's really funny, and I'm going to just kind of read some of them to you, see if maybe some of you can be described by this or parts of these. And anyway, so I'm going to read some of these. Mr. Rumpled Steelskin, a disheveled teacher who desperately needs to comb his hair and iron his clothes. Miss Gender, a teacher who constantly, whether on purpose or not, just constantly is calling hims hers and hers hims and messing up names and that kind of thing. Mr. Barry Boring, a teacher who is dull and monotone, always putting his students to sleep. Miss Smart E. Pants, a brilliant teacher who loves showing off her vast knowledge. Mr. Spill Tea, a teacher who overshares in the classroom and tries a little too hard to befriend his students. Miss Stella Strict, a teacher who runs her classroom like it's a military academy. Mr. Doormat, a teacher whose limited classroom management skills invite chaos. Miss Lean Lent, a teacher who gives out way too many high grades. Mr. Detective, a teacher who assumes all students cheat on everything and is out to prove it. Miss Jacqueline Hyde, a teacher who alternates between being really nice and really mean in her classes. Mr. Funnybone, a teacher who seems much more interested in being a stand-up comedian than being a teacher. Miss Too Cool, a teacher who is incredibly popular, but in only one place on earth, and that's the classroom. Mr. Currents, a teacher who desperately tries to stay up to date with young people's culture, always to an embarrassing effect. Mr. Germaphobe, a teacher who is deathly afraid of getting sick, like Dr. Wilson, W. Wilson from the sitcom Home Improvement. You'll never see the bottom of his face. Mr. Job Switch, a teacher who joined the profession after working in the, quote, real world for many years, and he reminds everyone about it constantly. Miss Nerd Vanna, a teacher who is an introverted bookworm, yet nonetheless chose to be center of the stage as a classroom teacher every day. Another list, I thought that was funny too. The crazy teacher, the talkative teacher, the rebel teacher, the fire and brimstone teacher, the displaced college professor. This is the K-12 teacher that grew up dreaming of teaching Emily Dickinson at Stanford, but instead teaches band at middle high school or some other level. The overachiever, the forgetful teacher, the late teacher, the tech addict, the repetitive teacher, the long-term sub, the oh captain, my captain. This is the teacher that sees himself as the savior of the students and invites melodrama at every opportunity, full of rhetorical appeal and unnecessary lectures on effort and the future. The swimming in papers teacher, the get off my lawn teacher, the Diet Coke addict, I'm probably that one, the cool teacher, the overly authoritative teacher, the hippie teacher, the TMI teacher. This is the teacher that gives way too much information to students on sitcoms, Facebook, friends, or anything else that just really gives students heartburn. But anyway, I thought that that was such an incredible list of various stereotypes. And of course, stereotypes are just that. They're stereotypes, right? And of course, there's elements of truth and elements of certainly, you know, generalizing, obviously, that's what a stereotype is. And I'm sure, you know, depending on your sense of humor, you can find humor in every single one of those. And we certainly see some of that in at least one of those labels, and probably see teachers when you kind of run through that list, you can see, you know, teachers that you work with also sort of, you know, falling under one of those or many of those categories. And I think it's important. And the reason I wanted to talk about stereotypes, because this week we're talking about being mundane in the membrane. And of course, that's a play on the song Insane in the Membrane. And I think it's totally insane to be mundane, not only for your kids, but also for you. And I do think it's really, really important that we as educators need to make sure that we're empathetic to the fact that, you know, our kids, man, they have to sit there or be in a classroom all day, every day. And I don't care how engaging you are or how, you know, whatever your style is or how many of those stereotypes you sort of fall under, we still need to be empathetic to the calls that they have to sit there every single day and pretty much be all in, all hands on deck as much as they possibly can, which that may not be very much depending on, you know, what kind of student, you know, you're talking about. But they have to be on their game as often as they possibly can be in that kind of environment. And that's really tough. And we've talked about before how, you know, that's true for any human. I don't care if you're 15 or 50, that's difficult to sit there for 8 hours and take instruction and perform and be assessed and all the things that it's, you know, going to require in order to navigate sort of the educational system. I don't care where you're at. And I think that's really important that we're empathetic to that and then sort of reflect on our own process. Because when we talk about being mundane, I'm not saying, because a lot of people believe that we're describing a certain type of teacher or a certain style of teaching, and I'm not. I mean, certainly we don't want to be putting our kids to sleep, and we don't want to be super boring and not connect things to the real world and all those kinds of things. But I'm actually not even, I mean, because that's a given, right? That's not effective teaching. We know that. But I think what really I like to sort of underline and emphasize when I talk about this, and I do spend a lot of time talking to teachers about this at all sort of parts of the spectrum of experience, you know, new teachers, veteran teachers, and then reminding myself, you know, I need to be empathetic and I need to make sure that I'm not mundane. And again, that doesn't mean a specific style or specific type. What it actually I'm referring to is I don't want to be the same teacher every single day, meaning I don't want the experience to be the same. I don't want every unit to be the same, every assessment to be the same. I need to diversify instruction. I need to diversify assessment. I need to diversify how I deliver and sort of get my kids to engage, and I engage with my own process. And so that goes simply beyond, and I may have lost some of you when I talk about diversifying instruction and assessment, because you know I say that all the time, and of course you hear diversifying instruction constantly and have for a long, long time, and I don't want to lose you there because I'm going further. I think we have to do that not only for our students, but for ourselves, so we're at our best, as I say, as often as we possibly can. So when you look at a stereotype, you know, you really don't want to be any of those stereotypes, no matter how good or bad, all the time. You don't want to be anything all the time. And of course, I'm not talking about sort of, you know, on the personal side of who you are, right? You always want to be, you know, strong on ethics and integrity and all those things. You want kids to know that they can rely on you and that you're consistent. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about stylistically how your process is interacted and facilitated. And, you know, you want to deliver a product that's constantly evolving and changing, but has those foundational elements that we know are important to good teaching, the ABCs, right? We want those elements to always be there, and we want that personalized style that makes us who we are. We want that always to be an element, but we need to sort of challenge ourselves to go beyond the mundane. Because look, I love cake, and cake's amazing, but if I eat it every day, it becomes mundane. And I think we have to be honest with ourselves about that. I think we have to constantly evaluate how we're doing. I think you should ask yourself constantly, you know, would I want to take my own class? And you know, you hear that all the time. And I think that's an honest question that really needs an honest answer from you. And then, does every day in your classroom look the same? And that's an important question as well. And again, we're not talking about dependability and consistency. We're not talking about any of those things. We're talking about, is it mundane the way that students learn? Is it ho-hum? Because if it becomes ho-hum for them, the effectiveness of the learning will reduce inevitably. And you have to realize that. And also, you will burn out sooner than later because of it. You know, of all the things that we kind of ask ourselves, you know, talking about is teaching effective? Is a teacher effective? Is a classroom effective? I think that's one of the most important questions is, would I want to take my class? And, you know, the follow-up to that is, does every day look the same? And does every unit and assessment look the same? I think we have to do a really good job because I think it's totally insane to be mundane. I really do. And so, unlike what you may have heard, you know, other people tell you or other PDs or other talking heads like me communicating to you, you know, this is not about you need to be more like this person or more like that person or use this method or that method. Whatever, I mean, you're a professional. You know what works and what doesn't work. I'm asking you to reflect on it, as I often do, and ask yourself that simple question. Is would you want to take your own class? And is it, and the follow-up is, you know, does every day look the same? You know, there's a lot of value in developing short-term themes in your class and doing class resets. And no matter, you know, a lot of times people think that's more of an elementary thing, but I think it's really important. You know, move your class around. Design lessons that have different elements. It's okay to do those things. And you know, if you constantly switch it up, you'll find out more often, just that's growth mindset and trial and error, what works more than it doesn't. You know, that's how you get better. And I can't stand, as I've often shared with you, when people say, oh, go blow up your process. You know, do this instead of what you do. And we know all of us are, you know, going to be who we are, right? And we're more comfortable being who we are. And so it's important that we not focus on being somebody we're not. It's important that we focus on changing it up. We've got to be empathetic. And I'll tell you again, and I've said this to you 3 or 4 different episodes, you know, you want to, if you're going to teach for 30 years, it needs to be, you know, 30 different ways, right? It needs to be 30 different years, not the first year 30 times over. I think there's a lot of value in that. And I think there's a lot of self-reflection. And I promise there are very few problems in this world regarding sort of classroom and the teachers that are in them. You know, when problems come up, there's not a lot of problems that can't be solved by asking a teacher to answer those questions. You know, would I want to be in my own class? And does every day look the same? Because I think when you try to be a better teacher or better at anything, forget teaching, anything, you know, just that effort of making effort to grow and improve and get feedback and trial and error, those things make you better. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to say this as honestly as I possibly can, putting all my cards on the table, I would much rather be around a teacher who is willing to try to be better and willing to try different things, mix it up. I'd rather be around and fail than a teacher who's class is the same each and every day. You know, the trick is all these stereotypes that I read to you at the top of the episode, all of them may be true to some degree for all of us, meaning I'm sure there's elements of us that fall under one of those stereotypes. But you should never be one of those stereotypes or anything all the time. Honestly, that's just effective teaching. And if you're something all the time and you're eating cake every day, I've got news for you. No matter how sweet and awesome that cake is, eventually it'll become ineffective and mundane. Well, that is it for this week. Thank you so much for being with me. I look forward to seeing you next week. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe, or buy the books on Amazon.com. See ya.